Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. If you're driving from the North Coast to the Bay Area in the future, you probably won't have to drive through the town of Willits. Caltrans District 1 Director Charlie Fielder has signed the final environmental permit for the construction of a bypass around Willits on Highway 101. Caltrans officials will appear before the State Transportation Commission in March to request funding for the $200 million construction project. Fielder said that not only will the project alleviate traffic congestion, but it will also play a role in environmental restoration for the Little Lake Valley. Congressman Mike Thompson announced today that his office has secured more than $600,000 for the Arcata Fire Protection District. The money from the Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program will be used to update the entire Humboldt County Fire Radio Network. Thompson said the grant is a win for our local fire departments and will help improve their ability to respond to emergencies. Arcata Fire Chief John McFarlane echoed Thompson and said that the grant carries an anticipated 20% match, which will raise the total to over $700,000. McFarlane also pointed out the work done in preparing the grant by Captain Kurt Watkins, whose submission secured the funding. And Congressman Thompson is also leading a group of representatives in calling on President Obama to protect California's agricultural workforce from the E-Verify mandatory worker identification system. Thompson acknowledged the importance of immigration reform, but said that if the E-Verify system is mandated, California agribusiness would see losses of up to $9 billion per year because they would not be able to hire enough legally verified workers to harvest the state's crops. Thompson went on to say that solutions are needed to verify the status of farm workers, but an enforcement-only approach, like E-Verify, does not provide a solution, but only makes the matter worse. A residence on C Street in Eureka was spared major fire damage yesterday after firefighters responded to a report of light smoke inside the residence. When firefighters arrived, they searched the interior but found no flames and no cause of the smoke. Further investigation led them to the chimney, and after removing part of the ceiling and the roof, they found a smoldering roof joist and rafter. The fire was quickly extinguished, and it was found that the chimney was faulty and had allowed embers from a wood stove to fall into the attic space. Humboldt Bay fire officials want to remind residents to have their chimneys inspected and cleaned on a regular basis. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Eureka police received a tip yesterday morning about suspicious activity in an alley near Wabash and William Street in Eureka. When officers arrived, they saw four occupants of an SUV walking away from the vehicle, but all four were detained. A witness reported they saw people moving what appeared to be marijuana into the Tacoma truck and that one of the men had a handgun in the waistband of his pants. All four were detained at the scene, and a search of the truck turned up the weapon, approximately 16 pounds of packaged marijuana and paraphernalia. The driver of the vehicle, Adam Sundberg, was on felony probation with a search clause and was arrested at the scene, as was 57-year-old Doug Albert Camilli, 27-year-old Sarah Nichols, and 26-year-old Brittany Bryan. Bryan was cited and released before officers found 3 ounces of cocaine in the squad car in which she was transported, and subsequent charges will be filed. With assistance from the POP team, Eureka detectives then searched a residence on Hodgson Street in Eureka belonging to Camilli and found a marijuana grow and more processed weed, along with more indications of drug sales activity. Douglas Clyde Camilli, son of the owner, was arrested and booked into jail. Anyone with information about these incidents or the grow is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And the district attorney's office announced today that 30-year-old Carter Daniels of Blue Lake has pleaded guilty to receiving and or possession of stolen property, specifically stolen Native American artifacts taken from the Blue Lake Museum on January 25th. Daniel, who stole the items, gave them to a second person in an attempt to pawn the goods, but police were notified and the investigation led right back to Daniels, who now faces up to 3 years in custody and will be sentenced by Judge Bruce Watson in March. And that's your North Coast News on this Friday evening with KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.